This is David Wheaton. The following is a TCW short take, a bite-sized highlight from the Christian Worldview radio program. You can hear the full program at thechristianworldview.org. Why are these Marxists, because that's their worldview, I think maybe best described, collectivists, utopians, however you like to describe it, why are they so intent on graphically sexualizing education for young children?
Well, there's mountains of evidence on this very subject, David. And so it is actually a means to an end. You know, the majority of the people who are pushing this on children, they have been brainwashed to believe that this is how you help children be protected from STDs. This is how you prevent unwanted pregnancies. Of course, if you look at the data, unwanted pregnancies and STDs absolutely exploded when this filth was introduced into the schools in the United States, starting in about the 1950s, getting more intense in the 1960s. But really, the ultimate objective, and a lot of the pioneers of this sex ed stuff, even a century ago, were quite open about the agenda. They wanted to sexualize children because they understood it would help break down the moral order, it would help break down the family, and it would help turn children against God. When people are engaged in habitual sin, they do their absolute best to keep God out of sight and out of mind. So if you're fornicating, if you're engaged in these different things that the schools are encouraging, you are not going to be thinking about God. You are not going to want to think about his moral precepts and his character. And what they also found is that by promoting promiscuity, by promoting every conceivable form of perversion, they could undermine children's belief in the institution of family, which is, of course, a God-ordained institution. And it's also the institution that is responsible for bringing up the next generation. So God gave very clear instructions on how families ought to be raising their children. Of course, we have a lot of liberty in Christ, but there are certain non-negotiables. And what happens with this radical sex education is that it discredits the family, it discredits the institution of marriage, and then in the eyes of these totalitarians, it turns the children into little blank slates because the parents are no longer the primary influence over their morality, over their ethics, etc. And so now the schools come in and put in new ideas. And we see the fruit of this, right? In 2004, the U.S. government did a study, the U.S. Department of Education. They found that 1 in 10 students in government schools was being sexually abused by school employees. That doesn't even count the student on student abuse. 1 in 10. Okay, that was 2 decades ago. I am confident that it's significantly worse today. I have 2 chapters in the book on this, and they were very, very difficult for me to write, David, because, you know, these topics are so sensitive. You know, the Bible says some things are just so shameful you don't even want to speak about them. And so I didn't go into really graphic detail in the book for that reason. But some of these things, I believe, are things that the American people must know, if only for the purpose of protecting their children. And pedophilia is the next frontier, right? And they're saying this openly at this point. I've actually got a video that a mom sent me in California of a senior education official defending the teaching of adult-child sexual relationships as just another sexual orientation that has occurred in history that we have to teach. And so, ladies and gentlemen, if you think that this is the last stop of the crazy train, you ain't seen nothing yet. We must protect our children from these wickedness. And you would think this would be something very basic, but unfortunately, thanks to generations of this getting worse and worse, there are many people who are now so sensitized to this that they even believe it's acceptable.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview radio program. To hear the full program and connect with this nonprofit radio ministry, go to thechristianworldview.org. I'm David Wheaton.